Peace and blessings, loved ones. This is Steve back again with another episode of How to Manifest Anything Using Law of Attraction, where we talk about how to manifest and attract the things that you desire into your reality using the power of your mind. And I take you on a journey as I help other people attract what they desire the same way that I have been able to, utilizing the law of attraction. And I also want you to, I invite you to join our community. Just go to learnhowtomanifest.org and you can join our community. I've got a free video that will show you the three simple steps that I use to attract anything that I desire. And there's also a course that you can take advantage of as well. And there's something new going on with the podcast platform that I use. They also now have an option where you can actually be a supporter of podcasts. So if you'd like to become a supporter, you can subscribe. Basically, it could be a 99-cent subscription or a $10 subscription, whatever you feel like you want to do. Just go to anchor.fm/how-to-manifest and you'll see a sponsor button. So this actual episode is going, and by the way, I'm on my drive in, so you have to bear with me. But in this episode, I wanted to talk about how to manifest and attract what you want faster. So I'll tell you a quick story. Back when I first got started and really got serious with law of attraction, as you know, I was in a real low place, and I was attracting more. Basically, I was attracting a lot of negative energy, a lot of negative, a lot of negative stuff, just sheerly because of my thought process. And I noticed that was happening. It reminded me of a movie that I had saw, and you're probably familiar with it, called The Secret, where they basically teach you and talk about how your thoughts can shape your reality. So I went through the movie again, and I started applying the law of attraction, and I immediately started to feel good. Like I had a positive outlook on life, and I wasn't feeling negative, down, and just on, like, basically, like, why me? Why is stuff happening to me? Stuff like that. I was able to immediately change that just by applying law of attraction. I was able to go through my work day without feeling miserable, even though I was at a terrible job. But what happened is, after a few months, I noticed that the things that I actually desired were not coming in. They were not manifesting. Like, I was trying to attract things and hit goals, but I wasn't hitting them. So I realized, yo, I must be applying this wrong. And that's when I went back to the movie, The Secret, and I started actually studying each individual teacher of that movie, and I started to learn what they taught, and I started to learn the different strategies. And once I did that, and I started applying what they taught, and not just what I learned in the movie The Secret, things started to change. I noticed that I was actually doing it all wrong, and a lot of it had to do with my belief and the way, or the technique that I was using to attract things that I desired. So once I got through and I started correcting what I was doing wrong, that's when I started to have results, and I was able to upgrade my car. I was able to get a better job, and I started hitting goals that I had set for myself. When it comes to online business opportunities that I was endeavoring in, and I also started having more success with music, because that was the main thing that I was trying to accomplish. Now I've got music on Spotify and all the other different streaming platforms. But the one thing that I wanted to touch on, that's what brings us back to how to attract what you desire faster, what I noticed is all of them talked about, well, most of them talked about writing stuff down. Writing down your goals. And I know you probably heard of this before, but you've probably been doing it wrong. And a lot of people probably have been doing it wrong. But that's okay. I'm going to show you how to actually do it correctly, or the way that actually works for me. So the main thing and the first thing that you need to have when you're trying to attract something is you have to have a burning desire. You have to actually want it as bad as you want to breathe air. I mean, that's the number one thing there, actually. And along with that, you need to be very, very, very specific. And that's where writing it down comes in. When you write it down, you actually are able to get it as descriptive as possible. And you're also doing a whole bunch of other things that I'm not going to touch on as far as your body and your brain and all that stuff. But when you go ahead and write exactly what you want down, and you start off by saying, I am so happy and grateful now that I have X, or whatever it is that your goal is, and you want to be as descriptive as humanly possible. You want to write down and you want to describe everything that you would see, everything that you would hear, everything that you would feel, everything that you would smell, everything that you would taste. You want to be as descriptive as possible with as many different senses as possible. And you want to write this down as if it has already happened. This is the reason, basically this is what will make that, will make the universe or God or whoever it is that you pray to or think that is in charge, basically. You have to give that source, right? You have to give them, you have to tell them exactly what you want. You have to be as specific as possible. Just like a GPS system, right? If you're vague, the GPS system is not going to get you to the exact point that you want to get to. But if you are as descriptive as possible when you're typing in that address, guess what? You're going to go exactly where you want to go. Same thing applies with law of attraction. The more descriptive that you are, the better of a match the universe is going to be able to create for you. Now, the other step that you're going to have to do is every morning, or every single day, you're going to want to read what you wrote. Every single morning, read what you wrote. And you want to actually experience what you wrote as if it has already happened. Okay, you got to see it in your mind. You got to experience it and feel it. That's the only way you're going to be able to tune your frequency to the correct vibration in order to start to attract what it is that you wrote down into your life. Now, I actually go through this entire process in the free video and the actual special offer that I give you. When you go to learnhowtomanifest.org and you join our community. But I just wanted to give you that that tip, because that's going to speed up the process, okay? Now, you also have to trust the process. This is not going to happen overnight, right? The things that you want, they're not going to come overnight unless you, one, have a burning desire, and two, have a belief of the intent, right? If you believe... There's some people that actually grow up and they are actually programmed to believe that they can be a billionaire, and that's exactly what happens. It's because of their environment around them. But everybody doesn't grow up like that, right? So you can't expect to manifest $1 billion tomorrow. It's just not going to happen because you got too many self-limiting beliefs in your subconscious. But if you do this every single day and you start to feel the emotions that you would feel when, as if you already have what you want, that will make this desire manifest into your reality faster, okay? So I hope you got some value from this. If you did, make sure to go ahead and like and subscribe and share and do all that good stuff. Also, go to learnhowtomanifest.org and join our community. And yeah, that's it for this episode. I will see you on the next one. Take care, God bless, and always remember that you can be, you can do, and you can have anything that you want to in this life. All you have to do is believe. All right? Take